Blog Talk Radio.
Exam 325 Music.
I want everything that's a combo. What you got though? Smooth talk with the combo. They say what's your name? Call me John Doe.
I don't know.
On my boss shit, head honcho.
Believe that.
She and your bitch, she and your hoe.
But you know now.
Get back on your boat, nigga. Row, row, row line. Got to start snapping like a photo.
Snap, snap.
With a stick of dynamite, she a bomb, bro. I can see the motion in the picture. Legs parted like they see they speak up in the scripture. Skin tone, strawberry lemonade mixture. Baby got moves on my pole like a stripper. Ass gripping thongs with her tongue on my zipper. Dark Cinderella looking for her glass slipper. Baby so wet, got me feeling like Flipper. She said spank her ass till my hand get blistered.
Damn!
Brain educated and she didn't go to Harvard. Got her on the hook, it's about to be a slaughter. Freaking little mechanic, she know when to hit the starter.
Damn!
Love gave me trim like a barber. Watch that ass when she back up,
back up.
Play your part, baby, act up,
act up.
I'm not a dyke, but I'm strapped up.
Strapped
she's so
up.
Cold, couldn't even strike a match up.
She the bomb.
This bitch is so incredible.
I
my heart hurt, I need medical.
She the bomb.
She gon' eat it like it's edible.
I
everything you do is unforgettable.
She the bomb.
I'ma tell you right now, she the bomb. She the bomb.
She the
stand
bomb.
Clear, baby, bout to explode like a bomb. Like a bomb. Everything that's a combo.
What you got though?
Smooth talk with the combo. Say what's your name? Call me John Doe.
I don't know.
On my boss shit, head honcho.
Believe that.
She and your bitch, she and your hoe.
But you know now.
Get back on your boat, nigga. Row, row, row line. Got to start snapping like a photo.
Snap, snap.
With a stick of dynamite, she a bomb.
This that aphrodisiac.
What's your zodiac? Your booty fat. Dog biting at that kitty cat. That's a maniac. I'm a lifeguard, CPR, yeah, I'm saving that. Hitting high notes when I jab, hear you singing that.
Okay.
Weather started changing, pussy dripping, where it's raining at. Natural, mother nature way, ain't no explaining that.
For sure though,
feet to the ceiling where you painted at. Welcome to the wood shop where I framed it at.
Dang.
Got my motor running by the overheat.
Okay.
Pussy on the table, I'ma overeat, she odor free. Fuck her real good, watch her go to sleep.
For sure though,
stamping my approval like a notary.
So no,
cool operator giving wait time.
Yeah.
In the same room doing FaceTime.
Yeah.
My verse concrete, that's a hard verse.
That's a hard verse.
She coming off flavors like a starburst. I want everything, that's a combo.
What you got though?
Smooth talk with the combo.
Yeah.
Say what's your name? Call me John Doe.
I don't know.
On my boss shit, head honcho.
Believe that.
She and your bitch, she and your hoe.
But you know now.
Get back on your boat, nigga. Row, row, row line. Got to start snapping like a photo.
Snap, snap.
With a stick of dynamite, she a bomb, bro.
Yo, 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 Real Talk Roundtable, where you at?
Real Talk Roundtable, what's happening?
We in this raggedy ass bitch, you know what I'm talking about?
It.
It's real.
You know it.
You know what I'm saying?
What's
up? Yeah.
So, how was you guys this weekend?
Up the smoke, baby.
I'm gonna say it was kind of all right. You know, I celebrated my friend's birthday Sunday. Saturday, I really didn't do shit but relax, chill, make beats, and that was it.
Okay. What about you, Rob?
Man, I had a high power weekend. You know what I'm saying? Starting off with the photo shoot for my girl, Aquafina. She is the winner of the Battle of the Hive Part 2. That we did, you know what I'm saying? And
okay,
then
okay.
Saturday night, man, I turned that motherfucking Elks Lodge completely up. I'm talking about it got packed quick in that bitch, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I turned that motherfucker all the way up, you know what I'm saying? So I had a high power weekend, man. I'm blessed.
That's what's up.
Trill.
Tommy, how was your weekend?
First, I got to pay homage to my man, the Biz. Oh, baby, you.
Oh, my
you
goodness.
Got what I need.
Oh, here you go.
But he said he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you. Hey, Biz Marquis, weekend was good. I had a nice time. Everything worked out good.
That's what's up. That is what's up. All right. So you guys, we're going to get into our topic for the evening. And I want to know, why do you think the crime rate is up and rising in America? Or do you think it is? I should maybe say that. Do you think it is at all? We got Playground, too, just joining us, y'all. What's up, Playground?
Playground, what's up, people? Salute.
Salute. Salute. Salute, my brother. Salute. Salute. Okay. So, why do you think the crime rate are rising in America? So, we're going to start with DJ Sergeant Rock. Why do you think the crime rate is rising in America? Or do you feel it's rising in America at all?
Well, I think a good portion of the crime rate that's going on is basically society shutting out people that have maybe did things in their past, you know what I'm saying? They can't get stuff off their record. So they basically turn to a life of crime when they feel like they ain't got nothing else. You know what I'm saying? And I really feel for those people that have been down through the, been down that road, and then it seems like they can't do nothing, you know what I'm saying, to get them out of that road. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel for them. But at the same time, you know, there are some people making some moves, but they ain't saying nothing right now. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as the crime rate goes up, then all types of other shit happens. You know what I'm saying? The death rate goes up. You know what I'm saying? The drug rate goes up. You know what I'm talking about? So I think they're just put in the position to where they can't do nothing but crime, so they go do the crime. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of the consequences.
Okay. True. All right, Carmen, why do you think crime rates are rising in America?
Well, I think, first of all, I think it's because we've been sheltered so long and people waiting and looking for a release, and they just releasing violently. I mean, come on. I mean, over here, you got young boys beating up old people, robbing old people now. So it's just pent-up energy. They had nothing to do. Basically, they don't want to go to work because, you know, unemployment paying like a motherfucker now. But they don't want to go to work. And most of the time, the young dudes that's coming out trying to be rappers, y'all dissing each other. So then when y'all see each other, y'all bust off on each other, and it's just crazy. When you get shoot out in the daytime, something's wrong. Something's wrong. And you just been, it just, they have no release now. You know, they can't go nowhere. There's no gyms. There's no parks, really, you can go to. It's just pent-up energy that's built up, and now they just releasing it. Now they just releasing it violently, which is wrong. It's very wrong.
Okay. True. All right. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to say, really, I think, like, COVID plays a part because, you know, we've been sheltered. And I'm going to just say the young generation is out of control, you know. Shit, I live in Atlanta, and most of these people that's doing a lot of these shootings is probably ages from 12 to live about 22, 23.
Yep.
And, you know, that's one main problem. Like, who's raising these motherfuckers? Because that's getting out of control. Because, though, it's so many shootings here. Like, we don't want to go nowhere. Like, all the old people crowd here, we like, shit, we ain't going to no club. A kid just got killed at a pool. Don't want to go to the pool. Like, that. Damn, we can't even do that no more. The malls, we done had major malls getting shot, people getting shot out there, and, you know, I don't know if it's just, and as a whole, you know, we got other stuff that's going on, that's just shooting, you know, and we ain't talking about the other crimes with robbery, you know, that comes with a lot of this stuff, a lot of the beef that, you know, the rappers is having, they really beefing. Like, they really shooting. Like, you know, they not doing it on music. You know, back in the day, we used to do it on music. We might try to catch you and fight. That was it. You know, snatch a chain and, yeah, we might give it back. But now it's, these kids is killing, like, for no reason. And then they wonder why, you know, we looking dumb at the end of the day. We looking stupid when, you know, like the white people say, well, shit, y'all killing each other. You goddamn right. We are. We like our main fucking problem. We can't put nobody in our circle at all. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And
right.
It's mainly us. Like, that's why as a whole, shit. Yeah, America's going up. The black community damn sure going up. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say in Atlanta, it's kind of crazy when we had a police chief resign. Go to, I think, Kentucky, Louisville. Our mayor's finna quit. You know what I'm saying? Just because of the crime
damn.
Rate. Just because of the crime rate. You know what I'm saying? It has went up. And COVID plays a lot of this shit because we've been sheltered. And, you know, with us being sheltered, the kids, shit, they ain't really got to go to school for real. So, look, they own the bullshit. Like, shit, we skip, we ain't got to go to school. Shit, I can just go outside, go wherever. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, they own it. They own it hard, too.
Right.
Okay. All right, Playground, what are your thoughts?
Man, my grandmama used to say association brings on assimilation. I feel like everybody these days and age got a point to prove. And the young kids don't realize is once they prove that point and you dead in jail, that's when your name stops. Everybody try to put their name out there. Name, hold, weight, you know, I'm the biggest, the baddest in this clique. And then next thing you know, now you in prison. And you getting beat up by the biggest and the baddest in that clique in that prison. All of you in the graveyard, you know, and you can't prove another point. So I think the crime rate is going up because nobody has respect for the next person. Nobody cares about the next person. When we was younger, everybody cared about somebody at least. I mean, you might get into a fight, but it hurt your feelings and then you was back cool. A day, it might have took 2 days. But now when you get into a fight, man, they want to kill you because they mad because either they got beat up or somebody said it was a tie or they just felt like, okay, well, now that he done hit me, I got to hit him with the stick.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. It comes with consequences.
Yeah. It comes with a lot
of
consequences.
Not like it was back in the day. It ain't like it was back in the day where you fight in the afternoon and at night you drinking that six pack together. That shit is over with now.
Yeah.
This shit now, you fight, you lose, I'm coming back the next day, I'm taking out you and everybody with you, man. That shit crazy, man.
And not to mention the music that's being produced by the record labels as far as all this trap rapping and gangster rapping, that shit plays a part too, because all it takes is an ignorant motherfucker to do what the record say, and then there you go. You know what I'm saying? You got another shooting. You know what I'm saying? You got another banging. You got another killing. You know what I'm saying? All because an ignorant ass nigga listened to the record and did what the record said do. You know what I'm saying? For real. I done DJ my whole life. But when Body Body and Tell the Club Up came out, those were records that got banned from the club. I couldn't play those records. You know what I'm saying? Because even the club owners knew that, well, if you play this record up in here, these niggas going to do what the record say do and tear this motherfucking club up, or they going to get body-bodied and then shoot the motherfucking club up. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, now, you know that. How that is.
I want you to do some more research on that, Rock, because it is a reason for that. Certain music is played at certain, what they call it, megahertz or gigahertz or whatever the hertz is.
The frequency.
The frequency triggers certain things in your body, you know, and so when you do the research around it, you understand why certain songs they put out there do certain things, cause certain reactions. And it's deeper than just what they saying in the song. It's deeper than that, which that plays a good part in it, but it's deeper than that. So it's a lot. But I wanted to read y'all a little bit of this from BBC.com because New York is having so much of a problem that they have become the first state in the U.S. to declare an emergency to tackle increasing levels of gun violence. Okay. And, they are.
Yes, indeed.
They're spending they're spending $138.7 million toward these gun violence intervention and prevention programs, which I think is, a pretty good idea. Because we need more programs in our communities aimed towards, putting the guns down. But at the same time, we need some programs in our communities for these policemen that seem to escalate situations instead of de-escalating situations, which they are supposed to be doing. So some money need to go into some programs for that too. But y'all, let me go back to this because I wanted to say something about the numbers and the crime rate. Now y'all already know who running the lead. But let me tell you this: the way that they broke this down, they took data from police departments across the United States, and what they consider like violent crimes is different, in different ways. But the main ones are murder, robbery, assault, and rape. And overall, the violent crime was up about 3% in 2020, from the previous year. But you would be surprised. Okay, across the United States, there were more than 25% more murders recorded in 2020 than the previous year. But, y'all, that still didn't beat out the early 90s. It was double that in the early 90s. And it seems like it's a rise on the crime because we weren't really into crime before Trump got in it. When Trump got in there, for real, the crime rate went up. That ain't no lie. That ain't not no lie. That is the truth. And the stats are saying that. But, like, we haven't seen a spike like this since the early 90s, y'all. In this crime and stuff. So different cities are trying to work, I guess, to combat all of these shootings. Because Chicago is up 15% from last year. And y'all already know, last year we had so many shows about Chicago. about all of the shootings and all of the crime in Chicago. For that to be up 15% more, it's bad. Like, I be hearing 71 people were shot. 71 people. Well, what did they do? You know what I'm saying? 71 people. And in New York, over the 4th of July weekend, I think that number was like, 51 or 52? Two people?
Two, yes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So the numbers are really increasing, y'all. And we say, the younger people, but these are damn kids. If you're talking about age 22 and shit like that, we stand at home from our own damn kids?
Well, nowadays,
we got to do a reality check as parents because these are our damn kids. And if they ain't our kids, they our grandkids.
But nowadays, nowadays parents are scared of their own kids.
I ain't scared of mine.
I ain't see you.
There are parents that are afraid of their own kids now.
How can you be afraid of your own child?
No, if you 60, 70, or 80 some odd years old, and your child is still living with you, you know what I'm saying? How are you gonna deflect how ratchet and ghetto he's gonna act? He could pull a gun on his own family. He could not give a damn about shooting his own people. You know what I'm saying? So that's why family members are scared. The fuck with them kids like talking about it. You know what I'm saying? They figure, well, if I just stay out the way, I'll be all right. You know what I'm saying?
And that's well, just when weird. I get 80, when I get 80, I'm going to have my 9 right next to me. So when my kid do get bad, I'm going to put out her misery.
I mean, there's a on the older people, y'all, that has grits, and I know. Because when we were coming up, when nobody just beating on no old people and running up behind them and knocking them upside the head and stuff like that. They wasn't doing that. I mean, you know, they were doing little crimes, robbing old people and stuff like that. Some people
they were taking their purse. They were taking their purse running down the street, getting away and all of those
shit. These people they're running up behind these elderly folks, knocking them upside the head and stuff like that. You know what? Your days on this earth, when you do stuff like that, I'm telling you, your days on this earth become very short because those are your elders.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You
don't treat elders that way. Yep. I always say, it don't matter, like, our ages. We all still go through the life process. Like, when you get a certain age, it's still rules that you got to go by. You still, you know what I'm saying? You can't be out here reckless. These folks be out here reckless. Like I say, in Atlanta, we got the fancy malls getting shot up. Like, we didn't have that. We didn't have none of that. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like they don't even care.
It was only happening on one side. The other side was all right. They were coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they coming everywhere. It's like everywhere. It's like anybody can get it. You know what I'm saying? And then I be saying, man, like, just because y'all in gangs, don't do the gang activity because it's consequences behind all that. Yeah, it's going to be either, like we say, in jail or in the ground. You know what I'm saying? And it's like with everything you do is consequences. But, you know.
Let me ask everybody a question real quick. Since George Floyd died, we haven't really come together at all. But we've been talking about defunding the police. And being that we've been talking about defunding the police, I believe police officers are now just turning their back and letting shit go, not trying no more. Don't y'all think that's what's going on? Just like in Detroit, it was this cop car sitting right there while this other car pulled up. And dude stuck out, I guess, MR-15 or AK, started shooting, and the cop drove away. Then they realized that that person got hurt, and they went back to see about the person. But do you think because they're talking about defunding the police and the police are now slightly looking the other way, you think that's the case of it too?
Yep, because at the same time, look at it this way. The killing has gotten so bad in the streets, the police can't do nothing about it. The police can't stop it. You know what I'm saying? I seen a skit on Facebook the other night where a dude was just walking in the crowd with holding his pistols. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden the shootout started happening. You know what I'm saying? The police can't do nothing. So the police is not finna risk their life. You know what I'm saying? Being in the line of some motherfucking gunfire. They not finna do it because they scared it too. They scared to die, just like everybody else is scared to die around this bitch. So they ain't finna, you know what I'm saying, put their life on the line for no nigga. Hell no.
I always thought they were scary, but I'm just saying. Now it's like they just looking the other way and just letting shit go. Before the George Floyd thing, they was up in everything.
But see, they became aggressive because they had somebody backing them up. They had Trump. Trump was backing them up when they was aggressive, when they was out killing and shooting. yep. and doing all that. Now that they realize they have nobody to speak for them or back them up, so, yeah, they got to stand down and stand back. Right yeah. now, if you get in trouble as a police officer, you would be just about as a civilian. They're going to put you under the gun just like you're a regular person.
Right, right.
Back then,
right.
they had somebody to say, well, leave him alone. You know, he did his job. That's what he was supposed to do. You know, whatever, whatever.
Right.
So I don't think we should defund them. I don't even think we should do anything. Well, let them do what they do. Let them do their job. If they're not doing their job right, you fire them and let them go. But in
see,
the
y'all,
street,
defunding
man,
them is not taking their pay. Defunding them is not spending all that extra money we be spending on stuff for them to fuck us up with. All them little gadgets and gadgets and stuff they got, even with them little body cameras, they turn them off when they get ready. They erase footage how they want to do that. They do all type of stuff with the stuff we funding them for. We not going to continue to fund you
right.
for shit to fuck us up. That's what we're saying. We're not saying
right.
we couldn't they pay. We're not saying none of that. But as long as we keep, because we funding the lawyers and stuff that's fighting against us, you know, and they are killing or attacking us. So we're paying cool. for their lawyers. We're paying for that union. We're paying for all of that crap. So we're right. saying, well, yeah. we don't stop paying for all that crap because you ain't doing nothing with that crap but messing us up. We're not taking
right.
your pay. When they say defunding
right.
police, they are not saying taking the police pay. Because a lot of
right.
people got...
Can I chime in?
Yeah, sure.
Can I chime in? Okay, so I am on the board with ACLU, and defund the police is a specific set of legislations that are written to specifically stop the military information of tanks, ATVs, unnecessary body armor, armor-piercing bullets. There's a whole list of things that are being put into your local police department that are for war. And so instead of putting $1 million into jailing people, more police tactics and accessories, unnecessary accessories, put it into community programs such as businesses, community programs that such as bringing people home from prison, out of gangs, even business owners giving them grants and loans. You got to look at the millions of dollars every 6 months that is spent in every state to police departments on shit that don't matter. And that even goes into overtime to just get the ticket quota up. So to
right.
defund them doesn't say take their paycheck or their bonuses. It means put the resources where they should be allocated. So even
right.
at your police station, you should have a civilian department that watches what the police do and can come and have hearings and take it to the Senate or the local city council. The problem
right.
with the police is from day one, they have been wicked. The reason why they came into play has been wicked, and nowadays they're saying that we can't whoop your ass, choke you out, or shoot you. We don't want to do our job. Then you have the other 50% who says, hey, I went into law enforcement to protect my community and my family. So out of that
right.
50%, you have people who would not snitch on their partner. You have people who turn a closed eye because of their brotherhood or their fraternity, and that's bullshit
mm-hmm.
as well.
And because we also know that the union is not going to let them get fired. So it's pointless.
Exactly.
Like even some of these
exactly.
police chiefs and stuff like that, they know that they got dirty cops in within their precinct,
yeah.
but they don't do nothing
yeah.
about it.
So
right.
it really is no good cop, bad cop, because if you can't be a good cop, like me as a civilian, I'm not going to watch you rape my neighbor, beat my neighbor,
right.
rob my neighbor. I'm going to get on that
That's
ass.
Right.
So for
That's
an officer
right.
to do that for a fellow officer, we need to defund them because they're spoiled. And they're not doing their job. They're not protecting, serving the community. They are not cataloging properly the community, because their original charter was to catalog the freed slave. Look at the First Police Department, Paddy Wagoneers, KKK members was the first police officers. And when they freed the slaves, they didn't want us taking over the cities, ransacking the town, raping their women. This is written out.
Right.
This is what they wrote. So you needed the police to make make sure that the freed slaves, and it wasn't just black people, it was poor white people, black people, Chinese,
right,
and Mexicans. Okay. When they freed you into the community, the police had to document your name, your age, and where you stayed. And if anything happened around you as a free man, you was the first Negro door they came to. So they're just doing their job nowadays. We have to defund the bullshit they're doing and put it into the community in the right way.
Now that's true.
Can I say something? But to me, as I was growing up, I always thought the police was one of the biggest gangs in the world. When they do wrong, don't nobody snitch on them. And when we do wrong, ain't nobody snitching on us. So it's like they the biggest gang in the world. So how you gonna come at them? Basically, when they're doing the same thing as we doing in the street. Granted, they got a public service job where they're supposed to protect and serve, but they basically doing the same thing we doing in the street. Ain't nobody snitching.
Right. And then,
even the 4th or 5th biggest gang. They're definitely, you go from the 1%ers, then the UN and the bankers, then you go to the politicians who rule us, then you go to the local, like movie stars, local people who run us. Yes, they're definitely one of the biggest gangs. They are like the 4th or 5th biggest gang in the world is the police department.
See, the police can hide, you know, they have the judges. Because, you know, even if we got to fight against them, we got to fight that too. It ain't just the police. It's that whole system. We got to fight the system too, because that's another problem. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they always got that as their backbone. So, you know, it's their word. Anything we say, we got to have cameras, people, 100 witnesses. They ain't even got to have none of that.
Another thing too, why we got to have all this information
to prove that we're not guilty of some bullshit, and they ain't got to have nothing. What did that cop tell Ice Cube and Straight out of Compton? We're the biggest gang around here, boy. You know what I'm saying?
But it's the truth.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, they got tricky police and they got good police. They got some half-ass good police out here. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
but that, the numbers to the crooked cops versus the good police, those numbers are staggering. Like, these people don't give a fuck about us, period. You know what I'm saying? Whether you're black, white, Asian, Mexican, they don't give a fuck. They going to let you know we're the biggest gang around here, and ain't nobody going to fuck with us. That's what they going to let you know now.
Exactly.
And they ain't ashamed to say it. They'll take the face. You know what I'm saying? Which we already know that. But it's a simple fact that they doing too much stuff now in the public eye, and it's not being looked at as a crime. You see what I'm saying?
So what do you guys think the end game is going to be with that? Because the politicians is also alienating the police and demonizing them. So if and when they do get rid of a portion of the policing, the over-policing, do you think the community will pick up and say, hey, I see this Negro breaking in the window. Hey, I hear this woman screaming, her husband beating her to death. Do you think the community will pick up the slack, or do you think we just going to go on down that road?
You have a few people that stand against that shit.
And then you're going to have a few people that's going to turn their head like, well, they ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying?
that's what I think is going to happen, too. Nobody's going to do nothing because the police officers now, all of them are really about power. You give somebody the gun and the badge, they got a little power over you because
they're granted the opportunity to protect and serve, but yet they also have that power to let you live or let you die.
Right.
To me, policing is basically all about power. The whole damn world is always about power. Donald Trump got elected president. He didn't want to be president because he wanted to do something. He wanted to be president so he can show what kind of power he has. He wants to show the world that I'm a billionaire, but I'm president, so I got this power all of y'all. Damn, I can't even get it out. Over all of y'all. And that's what it is. Just like when Seattle, they gave them little 5 or 6 blocks to try to police themselves. It worked for a month until the person that was basically supposed to be in charge of everything started letting the power go to his head, and all of a sudden now you got 2 or 3 people killed because he felt like nobody was respecting and listening to what he wanted. See, the man, the society of men has always been about power. Always been. I want more power. I need my knowledge so I can achieve more, so I can be like godlike. I want to be godlike. That's the ultimate power, when you can be like, you can think yourself as being godlike. When you sit back and have scientists create cells where they can clone you, that's man trying to be God. And that's what this is.
Right.
That's what this is. Everybody wants that power where he can be over somebody instead of trying to work with somebody. Work with us so we all can see that same type of power, and we get it all together like us, get it all together as one, and we'd be a strong-ass black community. But we're not going that route. We want my share. He wants his share. She wants her share. I don't want to be underneath that person. Come on, man. Us black people, we need to start seeing each other as equal. When we see somebody that's struggling but trying, then you need to extend that hand and try to help that person. Now, if he's not trying nothing and he's just being lazy and not trying to work, then, yeah, I might have to let you go on the wayside because you're not trying. But if I got this brother over here that's trying but he's struggling, I have no problem with trying to help him. And that's what we need. We need more people whereas we can stick together and come together, because we tear each other apart, man. We tear each other apart. I mean, you see people, man, there's been about 3 pregnant ladies over in the East Coast, over in the New York area, that got shot. I ain't never seen pregnant women get shot unless it's some domestic shit. I've never seen pregnant women get shot before. How the hell do you shoot a pregnant woman? How do you be a woman that's 80 years old just so you can rob them? I mean, kids are out of control.
I think most of this is learned behavior, and that's what makes us American. We've learned the barbaric European ways, because I don't care if you think you're an indigenous to this land as an Indian, a Moor, or whatever, or from Africa or anywhere. I think the main basis of what we're living is the Britain, the England, the royal family hierarchy. This is their way of living, their way of thinking. We, after post-slavery, wanted to blend so bad with the Martin Luther King, I Had a Dream, and Malcolm X said, fuck that, we need our own dream. But it's somewhere in the middle we have to meet. But, yes, it is. We are living like white men. Let's keep it real. We can say I'm gangsta, I'm that nigga, I'm this and that. But then when you do research on why you're a gang member, or, you know, the gangs of New York, when they first touched down, they was having knife fights and whooping the shit out of each other to own corporations' land, or to be the head of this or that. And that's what we're doing, you know, hundreds of years later. Most things that we think are black are really European personifications of what they think black is. None of this has to do with our original spirit and culture, and that's why we killing, robbing, I'm gangsta, I'm this or that. We're mimicking the Caucasian fathers that was our slaves. Now, when we move back to our ancestry and do some studying, we'll see we naturally stick together. We naturally, like you just said, brother, If this man trying it, my soul is going to help him regardless. If I see him lacking, but then we have to remember we're programmed from children. So if he lacking, we have to take an extra step to see who can help him. It might not be you, but there's somebody who arrived past where he at. And we need to dwell in that, because if we don't, our children would never be nothing different than what we are. We are the image of the white man. We're not in the image of God anymore. If we were, we would respect our women a little more and know that we come out of vagina. There would be no world without a vagina. We have a strict genetic and physical purpose to be helpers, build, capture, kill the spider, kill the lion, kill the wolf at the door, the nigga trying to break in the window. We need to step into our real purpose as people. Then we can help each other. It has to start internally, then in the family, then out to the community, because we'll be stepping in our light. Right now, we're American. We want to be white people, and we say they want to be us, yeah, but we want to be them. And that's just the walk.
But then,
we'll cut
man,
each other's throat.
You took the words right out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because I come from Biloxi, Mississippi. And Biloxi, Mississippi as a whole, this city is supposed to be, we supposed to be like black Atlanta or black Houston or black New Orleans. We're supposed to be like that. You know what I'm saying? But when the civil rights movement came through and you had certain people that was fighting for our motherfucking freedom, you had these bougie-ass niggas on the back end. They wanted to be like the white man so bad. They wanted to live in the white man's house. They wanted to drive the white man's car. They wanted to do everything like the white man. And look, turn around, they done up and moved out the hood. They done got their own business. They done moved out the hood. Now they living like the white man and ain't did nothing for black people, man. This shit is crazy. I watched this city go from sugar to shit, bruh, in less than 15, 20 years. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all, I don't want to stay on this topic for a very, very long time, but I do want to say that we also in helping, we can't be enablers. Because we can't be helping in spaces where people should be helping themselves. And I'm not saying that to be ugly. I'm not saying that to be rude. But we got to stop pacifying ourselves to the point to where we're making ourselves feel disabled. We're making ourselves feel, and that's just not the truth. We come from very powerful, strong genes. Our babies are the babies that grow the fastest. They talk the first. They walk first. They do everything first before any other race of child. That has never been figured out. So that has to tell you something. You're not slow. You're not behind in the times. You can have and do anything you want to do on this planet. Don't let nobody tell you nothing
different. I watched somebody say that earlier, and they came for her, but this is what I want to bring out of that point. Yes, we all have the same 24 hours, but we are not all born with the same opportunity. Some people will be happy to get McDonald's every day and a box of cereal. They're in Africa starving. Some people over here was born with silver spoons. So when they wake up with 24 hours, their money, their background, their skin, their opportunity grants them a better 24 hours than I will ever see. We have to get off that bullshit that everybody has the same fair shake. Some people was born without a shake and they made they shake. But some people, it's just given to them. It's a God blessing that everything they touch is a blessing. That don't make you good or bad. That just means if I see you and I learn from being a gangbanger, street nigga, and now I do business as a businessman, politics as a politician, I need for people that's like me, I need them to ask me. I'm not going to volunteer. Like you said, you have to be trying. But I'm going to offer that, because without somebody offering it to me, I would never be in the spaces that I'm in, because I wasn't born into these 24 hours. It had to be given to me and created. And so you can try. You can make it in the spaces. But 9 times out of 10, I'll never be Barack Obama president. I'll never sit at the UN table, because my 24 hours is not that of the 1%ers, the 5%ers, the 15%ers. I'm in the 85, 75%. Niggas, you know, and I was born into it. It's not from you know, opportunity. I don't have the same opportunity, say, my white homeboy that went to Burndale with me had. He was born to two doctors. You know, I was born to a single mom that was 20 years old with three other kids.
We don't
you
have all
me?
That. So, we don't start out on the same playing field. We all know that we don't start out on the same playing field.
And we have a lot of stumbling blocks along the way.
We got to lift each other up.
So,
we got to lift each other up. If you've been there, you got to lift them up.
And recognizing how strong we are as a people. And, y'all, okay, I want to move on from this topic because I did not mean to stay there that long with it. But I want to talk a little bit about Simone Biles. Y'all, she withdrew from the team final. Okay. Now, earlier when I first read it, I didn't understand it. I didn't know what was going on. I thought something had happened to her. So I was trying to, you know, research and look around and see what happened. But it just basically says that she wasn't right, you know, in the right place mentally for the competition. And so she withdrew. And
they wasn't respecting her wishes. She specifically asked them to not let, she didn't want to do any interviews. She wanted to go work and do what she's supposed to do, and they would not respect the fact and stay out of her face. So she withdrew, and I respect that. Whatever mental space, they said she had the mental health issues. No, you got to respect the space somebody's in. She could be scared of COVID. She could be then lost a family member, or she could just want to concentrate. But media and the paparazzi are very disrespectful. They're very fucking disrespectful, and they didn't run to respect the young lady. Very
disrespectful. If it's that serious for her to withdraw, now, I might be a conspiracy theorist when I say this, but do you think that them powers that be done told her, hey, look, you sit out this go around. We'll take care of you the next go around. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think so. I don't think so because of COVID. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody not used to Olympics being empty for real. And you know what I'm saying? Even with the men's basketball, shit, niggas called COVID. Shit, who want to be dealing with people all in your face? Like, not me? And I'm in a whole different country? And these folks might got it? Nah, I'm cool. Y'all don't want to respect my roosters. I'm out of here. I'm gone.
I feel that.
But the thing is, with the Olympics, when you sign up, somewhere in that fine print, it says you have to make yourself accessible to the media. That's in that contract or whatever the fuck you want to do it to say it is. But that's a grand thing already.
Right. And with that, I think that's why she opted out, because it is something she cannot – so they gave her a choice.
Can I tell y'all the story, the actual story of what happened, or we going to just
keep... Read. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
I watched it this morning. Go ahead.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. Biles alternated between tears and laughter. Okay. She said she was not physically injured. And this is according to Sports Illustrated, y'all. She was not physically injured. I just don't trust myself as much as I used to, she said. I don't know if it's age, but I'm a little bit more nervous when I do gymnastics. I feel like I'm also not having as much fun, and I know that. She began to cry. This Olympic game, I wanted to do it for myself, and I was still doing it for other people. So that just hurts my heart badly, that doing what I love has been taken away. And I feel
I'm with you, bro. Now, I think the Illuminati got to her. They told her, sit this one out or we're going
to
knock you off. That sounds like she said, listen, I'm with you. Now with you, because that's very descriptive. She talking around what we thinking, like that's descriptive.
Exactly going on. That's
other
right.
People.
You know what I'm saying? Like
I used to love it. Now it's,
hey, you sit this one out. We gonna get you on the next go around, and whatever the you know the blah blah blah.
Little Chong Ling over here this time.
Yeah,
we gonna get into Little Chong Ling.
She won't have a list around. She won't have a list around though. She will be too old the next time.
No, she gonna get a
laughing and crying.
Well, how we all know that she ain't going to some type of man problem
to the Olympics? And she's
24. This is her last time going in the Olympics.
Okay.
She can
try 28.
The U.S.
Well, she can try 28. Not at her gym, but she can.
They told her don't do the Olympics, but we got you on the back end. Don't do the Olympics, but we're going to take care of you.
How do we know she don't have man problems in her life right now? And she just not feeling the sport.
Come on, man.
It could be.
We'd have been fine.
That's a possibility.
Man, you know how the media is.
That's a possibility, because at that level, it's got to be some major while you walking away from the Olympics in 2021.
But think about the last couple days.
But the problem that's behind her, they're letting her know, hey, look, you did your thing. We love you. But you need to sit this one out right here. And let it go. Now,
we already know you better.
For real.
They made movies.
They made that girl quit. She just said, I don't feel like I'm having as much fun anymore. I thought I was doing it for myself, but I was really doing it for everybody else, the media included. So it is what it is.
Well, we all understand that.
But whatever's going on with her, man, you can see it in her in the last couple of days when she was doing her routines and stuff, you know, kind of fumbling at the end and all that type of stuff. So it might be something heavy on her heart. You never know. That's just like, you remember when Mike Tyson got beat up the last time he got beat up? He was going through all that stuff. There was so much stuff on his shoulders. And you can see it in his fight. You can see it in her fight that it's something going on. You know, she's not happy at the moment. And when you're not happy, sometimes you just have to take some time for yourself and sit back and say, okay, well, I need to get back to myself before I can do anything else.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. That's probably what you need to do. Because when you're into a sport and it's not fun no more, then you might as well get out of it. Because if you don't, you're going to hurt yourself. And gymnastics,
like,
that shit is rough.
But shit, quiet
is rough. Quiet. So maybe she's not having fun with it no more.
And don't white folks told her, hey, man, we need you to sit this one out. And that's where she probably feeling fucked up. Like, my chance to go to the Olympics. I can't do it because these white folks going to kill me. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah, a lot of tears in the last.
It's got to be what it is. What else could it be? Besides the, you know, her taking time off and, you know, getting back to herself and all that. But really now, what else could it be? She ain't made all this stir for nothing. She ain't getting all this media coverage for nothing. You see what I'm saying?
Like I said, it might not be fun for her no more.
When you're not having fun doing what you like to do.
Then it's a waste of time. It becomes work.
You know how the Illuminati do. They wait till you get up to enough status, and then when they come at you, you know what I'm saying, you either do what they say or your career is dead. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Could be she's tired of making that kind of money. I don't know. But if it ain't fun, you might as well get out of it.
Yeah. Set yourself free, baby.
Now, moving on from Simone, because y'all just are took that. Okay.
Hey.
Black opinions matter.
Apparently. Okay. So, what did DaBaby say? DaBaby has been canceled by Twitter after some people thought he made homophobic remarks. Okay.
He probably did. He probably said that bullshit with Lil Nas X dancing.
I'm with T.I. I'm with T.I. on here, what he said about it. I'm with T.I.
These people need to stop at the concert. Okay, if you didn't show up today with HIV, AIDS,
or any of them deadly sexually transmitted diseases that'll make you die in 2 to 3 weeks, then put your cell phone lighter up. Lady, if your pool nanny smell like water, put your cell phone lighter up. Fellas,
smell like what?
Water.
Fellas, if you ain't sucking D in the parking lot, put your cell phone lighter up.
I mean, hey.
Okay, now the way he
got my lighter up right now.
I got it up.
The way he explained it is, he said you would have to be there. You can't take 10 seconds from a video and try to put something together for social media. He said that everybody in the room, including the gay people that was in the room, had turned their cell phone, put their cell phone lights up. Because even the gay community, if they got any respect about themselves, they ain't going to be sucking D in the parking lot. They going to go get a room, or they going back to the crib, or they going
that's
somewhere.
That's the thought of any
respect. Well, he said that he was relating to his audience. He's a performer. He's relating to his audience,
yeah.
And he wasn't meaning no harm by saying that he was getting everybody involved. And he said that
exactly.
Gay with that, they didn't have no problem with that. The social media took 10 minutes or something, 10 seconds or something, and just blew it out of proportion. And this was his, you know, this was what he said. But Twitter...
This what they do at, ain't this what they do at concerts, though? I thought they were trying to get the crowd involved,
man,
say craziness, just to get people wild up.
Yeah, but you can't say nothing about Lil Nas nowadays. You can't say nothing about him because he is that quote-unquote messiah. He's the groundbreaker. I ain't seen none of his new videos. The last one I seen when he was the vampire dude. But he didn't get the strip for the devil.
Wait a minute. Freeze. Stop. Just stop. Now, if I can recall a certain rapper by the name of Eminem, white boy now, all he talked about is he hates fags and he hates the gays and the insane clown pussies and sucking on dicks and all that old shit. Now, what's different? What's so different than the baby saying that shit? You see what I'm saying?
Well, the difference is...
The baby was live at the concert when he was making the what he was saying.
Well,
this, but
I can tell you, in my opinion, the difference is that Eminem was a signed industry artist to a label. The baby is an independent artist. So whatever Eminem released was
he's funded by a major. He's independently owned, but it takes somebody else to put him out. You ain't think that he got this big by his goddamn self now.
No. What I'm saying is, what I'm telling you is, you can even go to Marshall Mathers' albums. He has the people on there having the conversations about clearing his shit. They had to stamp plug and want that ignorant shit out here. I rock with Eminem. He in my top two. But at the end of the day, most of the music he made was to misinform to have the public fucked up. And so you got to look at the baby. The baby is making his own fucking money and whatever message he want to put out. The message is that he went against Lil Nas X. It's not about gay shit. All them niggas talk that. But you went against their little messiah, they golden boy. They want the kids. See, the problem is I don't want my kids under a certain age seeing no sexual nothing. Okay, so heterosexual or homosexual, I don't want that shit in their face. So when you got a video throwing dicks here and there, I'm coming for your top because that's your video, bro. That's what you're sharing with the kids. You a kid star.
Right. So
when the baby said what he said, yes, I have a lot of gay people that I work with. Fuck if they friends. I got friends and family that I kill your ass about. But I got people I work with, and we got a mutual respect. We joke with each other, whatever. But at the end of the day, that faggot shit is where the problem come in. That DL, that let me make heterosexual men gay. Let me change the narrative for children. That's the shit they have a problem with. I don't have a problem with a person being born a certain way and them expressing however they express in their bedroom. But when you bring that shit out here, it's not good heterosexual or homosexual. So the baby had a valid point. That's his opinion. singing. He didn't come with no gay bashing, but they're going to shut your ass down. You can't say nothing about Lil Nas X. Nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, well, like I said, that's that. All right, the LGBTQ community has pumped that motherfucking bullshit up to the point to where you can't say nothing about they ass.
Nope.
You can't say shit.
Nope.
You can't say nothing, period. Like, that's crazy, and that's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm safe. What I want to say, and if a motherfucker disrespect me and he happens to be a homosexual, I'm going to disrespect him right the fuck back, and I'm going to call him a whole bunch of bitches and all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't swing that way, and you can't force everybody to get down with that gay-ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, so move on. Okay, because
so that's the consensus. We love gay people, all people, but we don't like that fact. We don't like that bullshit.
Can you just hear me?
Yeah.
Be gay, be gay. But don't be no motherfucking
but then.
Yeah, that's the word.
Shit. Now, I want to talk about this little boy, y'all. Not a little boy, but he's a young man. And he went viral on TikTok. Now, I was just arguing with somebody today about the sizes of things, of how they trick your eyes and mind to think one thing when it's actually something else. And in this particular thing with the cinema worker, it was the popcorn. But what I had viewed some years ago was liquid. It was like the sizes, the kid size drink, the small size drink, the medium size drink, the large size drink was all the damn same size drink. So I was telling somebody that, like, I would order kids meals and shit like that, and they would look at me like I was crazy. But I knew I was getting the same amount of soda they was getting. And I might have been one or two size short or one or two nuggets short, but I don't eat that much anyway, so it was good enough for me. But anyway, I was just saying that to say this. He went viral because he pretended to be like a customer that was coming up to the cinema to get snacks. And so he ordered one of the small size popcorn. So they had put it in a bag to give to him. And then he was like, no, I changed my mind. I want to get the medium size. So the worker then dumps the small bag inside the medium bucket and it fills it to the top. And then he charged them like $8 for it, but it would have been $6 or something for the small one. But he does it all the way up until to the large bucket. And the large bucket ain't nothing but the small bag. And it's the truth, y'all. It's about tricking your eyes. It's something that they've been doing for years.
Make it wider and shorter. Just make it wider and shorter.
Just make it wider
and thinner.
Yeah.
Look at the chip. They get more money out your ass for the same amount of popcorn. They get more money out you for the same amount of popcorn.
That's why I tell people about name brand and off brand shit. It's the same shit. It's the same. Paying for the name. Now, you might find some of these products that might have a little bit less than this, than that, but it's the same shit. Maybe, I swear, it's the same stuff. Okay, I'm telling y'all because I used to work for these folks. I know because they used to be in competition with themselves. So I'm thinking to myself, how the hell you in competition with yourself? That don't even make no sense. But it was like that.
Right.
Yeah,
because I remember when we worked in that clothing factory, they had Oshkosh, Tommy Hill, they had Carter Milk, baby clothes. I'm like, how do we have Nike, all these different brands in this one meal? But it was all the same clothes, just different tags on different sides of the meal down south. So, yeah, you don't get the same products. You might get three more stitches in the Nike because they paying for the machine to put three extra stitches in their shit. But you get the same cloth.
When I was in North Carolina, I remember when we worked at 2020 research,
Procter and Gamble was in competition with Procter and Gamble. They had Procter and Gamble stock, and they had the Opera and shit, but they owned both companies, so both sides. So how the hell?
They had like Huggies and Loves. They was competing, but they was owned by Procter and Gamble, the parent company. Then they had two discounted companies like Dawn and Joy. They was all owned by the same company, but competing on TV.
That
sounds like more money.
Basically, creating a monopoly. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
If you in competition with yourself, then you making all the goddamn money.
Exactly. Right. And they've been tricking us like that for years.
Sprite and Coca-Cola. It don't matter which one outsell the other one. They both make all the goddamn money.
But then what be so funny to them, it would be funny to me, that these uppities, the ditty folk think they go, oh, I can only buy name brand. I can only buy. I'm like, since you buying the same damn thing, I'm just going to shut up because you know everything. And it's funny as well to them because they laughing at you because you think you better than somebody and you getting the same shit that these folk getting. You just
paying
more money for yours.
Yeah. Well, I ain't trying to be better than anybody.
All that high-end shit, I will buy the bootleg all day long.
And they say like that.
The nigga walking down the street in that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to look just as good, just as fly. I'm going to be just as fresh to death in my bootleg Gucci shirt. You know what I'm saying?
They say your most richest people wear the most raggedy shit, but you know they don't fucking show it. They just show y'all the bag. But they walk around here with Wranglers on, white teeth.
You got a different style. See, with white folks, they wear this shit is Dockers. You know what I'm saying? Rockports. And all that shit, that's they rag the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Them motherfuckers wear anything. They wear some goddamn.
I go to Farmer Mills to get my clothes. I go to the same store Method Man goes to, Farmer Mills, and get my clothes.
Okay.
Well,
that's what I do.
Let me ask you this.
We ain't got one of them in Mississippi.
Did y'all see the sports part of the Olympics with the basketball? Did y'all see the basketball shooting robot?
The hooper.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I seen them dribble. Yep, the robot was
there was a robot that was shooting free throws, three pointers, and half court shots.
And he was dribbling.
Yeah, for the halftime show.
They let you know. They let you know.
Y'all keep fucking with them robots. Keep fucking with them robots. Gonna be like the Terminator in this bitch.
These motherfuckers stupid. Just take the game all away from the niggas and have a whole bunch of robots out there, and then everybody gonna be betting on which robot gonna slam dunk and make all the points and all of that. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh man. Oh.
Ooh, you beat my mind with that one, sweetie. I'm about to pull that up, man. Ooh, hell no.
Yeah, you got to pull up the robot. You got to see the robot. Because he's not there shooting at the Olympics. Okay, you guys. Yeah, somebody called me. Let me see what it is here. You got somebody on the line now.
Okay. Who we got on the line?
Hey, what's up? This is Patrick. I have a question for you guys. You guys are talking about different brands and competing against each other, but it's really the same company. Are they doing that with us with politics?
Yeah.